Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
In Louisiana, a couple shoots a teen and then lights her on fire. In Kentucky, the top player on the PGA Tour, Scottie Scheffler, is arrested for assaulting a police officer. And a 20-year-old college student murders a high school senior just days from graduation in a high-speed accident. These stories and more coming at you today, Wednesday, May 22nd. On Real Life Real Crime Daily, and I'm Jim Chapman.
And I'm Woody Overton. What's up?
Two
people on the show, rolling down again. And y'all will get, you know, announce the rest of the shit when we can. It's coming soon. But we love and appreciate each and every one of y'all, and thank you for continuing to like and listen and share. You will be getting consistent, fresh episodes from now on regardless. Right,
and you won't have to carry the whole enchilada yourself like you've been doing. Thank you for that.
Shit, you do it for me all the time on other stuff, but that's not a problem. But I'm just glad to be here, glad to give the lifers what they want. I'm going to give a shout-out to Kimmy from Dallas, and her daughter came in for the, I don't know, call it a meet and greet, but hang out with us, Joshua Ebarb and his beautiful wife, and Aaron, Lori Goolsby, and shit, it was a bunch of people came
from
O'Hara's.
Very good.
136 3rd Street, downtown Baton
Rouge. The beer was flowing?
35 taps in that bar. And that beer was so cold, bro. I mean, I was like, oh, yeah, daddy's home.
That's the best kind of beer.
I was fine until we started doing shots.
Shots will get you every day.
Yeah, it was a great, great place. Great, great people that work there. And, of course, Brian Ott owns it. Just amazing times. Y'all go check them out. They're open Tuesday through Sunday. I think a happy hour day is from like 2 to 8, and it's 2-for-1 draft beers. That's and a bunch I mean. Of like
and shoot, 2 to 8?
Shoot. Wow. Yeah, that's a long time.
Yeah.
That's all I need to drink.
Yeah.
And then big-ass beers. But anyway. All right. Well, let's get down to some true crime time for Hump Day.
And we're going to start out in Louisiana. A 40-year-old woman and her 41-year-old partner were arrested on a slew of charges after a car accident led investigators to discover a teen girl had been shot, burned, sexually assaulted, and left without medical care.
That's horrible.
So the Terrebonne Parish Sheriff's Office. Woody, where is Terrebonne?
Terrebonne is down by Lafourche. It's, you know, around Houma and Thibodaux and all that, way south Louisiana and Cajun country.
There you go. Well, they responded to a car crash on a service road on I-10 and made contact with the driver, Terrence Washington. Washington was holding a firearm, which he surrendered to police before being taken into custody. Yeah. Officers found the 15-year-old in the car and transported her to the hospital due to the severity of her injuries. Yeah, the girl's mom, LaTanya Harris, was also taken to the hospital. The sheriff's office said doctors at the hospital discovered a gruesome extent of burns on the upper body of the victim, along with the discovery of a shot of gunshot wounds to the victim's chest and face. A police detective reportedly called the girl's injuries the worst she had seen in her entire career.
So I'm saying, I wonder why they even bothered to take her to the hospital. She must have been a superwoman to be alive after all those injuries.
There's no doubt about it. Police department detective spoke to Washington, who admitted to shooting the 15-year-old victim twice, once in the head and once in the chest. Please. Over the span of 2 days. Additionally, Washington said he had been sexually abusing the teen for several months.
He just had diarrhea of the mouth. He admits everything.
He did. A minor who was in the car with the victim, Harris, in Washington at the time of the crash, told police she woke up one night to the sight of the victim's body on fire. Jeez. As LaTanya Harris stood over the bed with a bottle of rubbing alcohol and a lighter.
Holy shit.
That's horrible. Bad
way to, I just don't want to be burned, bro.
Oh, gosh. Terrebonne Special Victims Unit detectives obtained a warrant to search the house and found evidence that a gun had been fired in the house, as well as blood and the strong odor of infection and decomposing flesh.
Oh, my God.
Washington reportedly told detectives during a later interview that he knew Harris burned the girl because she found out about the sexual abuse. Mm. Who she blamed for the encounters. Harris was released from the hospital and arrested on charges, a slew of charges, first-degree murder, second-degree cruelty, etc. Her bond was set at $1 million. Washington remains in custody as well. And the sheriff said in a press conference, it's a conscience shocker, especially when it's a family member, a mother. I served 22 years in the Marine Corps, and I've seen a lot of things, and this shocked me more than most things I've dealt with in the Marine Corps. Mm-hmm. He added, she's an incredibly young lady who was able to encounter what she went through and tell our detectives, and WFB was the source of that. So,
I don't know, man.
Burning something.
Oh, it's bad. I've heard burning deaths, and you just don't want to get up or burn victims and stuff, bro. It's fucked up. I'd rather be shot, stabbed, anything than burned.
Well, you think about, I think about just a lighter when it burns your finger.
Yeah.
You know, you light it too many times, it gets hot. I couldn't imagine that.
Then you pour that rubbing alcohol, which is basically jet fuel, and you light it. Thing is, once it gets into your skin and gets in that yellow fat, which we all have, and it all burns. And I've seen so many bodies like that, and they look like, basically, when they're all burned up, they look like human beings that, you know, when you burn a marshmallow, and it cracks.
Yeah.
And it's horrible. Horrible way to go. And thank God we have the death penalty, right? Because if anybody deserves it, they deserve it.
Yeah, that was... The shooting, the sexual
mom.
Assault,
yeah,
all of
and
that.
It's a mom, and of course him too. But
horrible,
no, y'all. You know, and I told you recently about proms and people getting killed during graduations and all that stuff. Well, unfortunately, I'm about to tell you exactly one of these stories happened. It's the time of the year when these young kids get killed. And this is from Fox News. The lives of two young men in Illinois are forever changed after a deadly Mother's Day crash killed one and left another facing criminal charges. Police in Glenview say Taeyong Kim, 21, was responsible for the crash that claimed the life of 17-year-old Marco Niketic. Kim made his first court appearance Saturday when a judge said the Fast and the Furious deadly accident was a brazen disregard for human life. Well, it's pretty obvious, but anyway, yeah. The crash happened just after 11 p.m. on May the 12th on East Lake Avenue between Meadow Lane That's what police said. And Kim is accused of having alcohol and marijuana in the system when the dash cam, now he had a dash cam, the dash cam on his 2021 Ford Mustang caught him running a red light and speeding from downtown Chicago to a suburban street that has a 35-mile-an-hour speed limit, right? I get that, but let me tell you what happened next.
How fast was he going?
Prosecutor said Kim was reached speeds of 131 miles an hour before the crash, and that a witness saw Kim's car shut its headlights off. And the caddy was making a left turn onto Lake Avenue when Kim turned his headlights back on before crashing into the teen's vehicle. And, you know, the court documents said that Kim was going 122 miles per hour at the time of impact.
Oh my God.
Bro, that's just insanely fast, right? And why are you turning your lights and shit off?
So I have my thoughts on that, but I'll save it for after.
Yeah, well. So Niketic was a Glenbrook South High School senior who was only days away from graduating. And naturally, he was pronounced dead at the scene. And he also had his girlfriend in the car with him. And she suffered really bad injuries, including a brain bleed and a broken pelvis. The police said a passenger in Kim's vehicle was also taken to the hospital in critical condition. So all of them are hurt, I guess. You know, that one of the statements about him said, he's one of those people you meet and he's glowing. The most genuine human ever, as Preston Shute told NBC in Chicago. He had a lot of stuff ahead of him. I can't really process it. And Kim's attorney spoke outside of court Saturday alongside what appeared to be devastated parents. He's blaming a lot of himself. As a father, maybe a lack of supervision, Lori said, talking about Kim's dad. Kim faces charges including two counts of aggravated driving under influence and reckless homicide. And another court date this month. That's crazy.
It's every parent's nightmare, number one.
Yeah, right?
You know,
you raise them the rights you can. I mean, you're taking care of him. He's got an almost new Mustang and but you're high on weed and whatever. 122 miles an hour, bro. That's like faster than a fucking bullet, guys.
Yeah, and he turned his lights off. I mean, I'm speculating here, but sometimes back in Swim's days, that would be done so that the police wouldn't see your car coming.
It also, you would do it. Swim would do it. So when they approach an intersection, like a really rural intersection, you turn the lights off. You don't see any of the lights coming. You go ahead and just run right through it.
Yeah.
And evidently, that's what happened in this case. And, you know, I'd be surprised if that other girl lives with a brain bleed and all that. But that kid was just days away from graduating. And it happened on Mother's Day.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Man. Yeah, horrible.
Hearts go out to him, for real.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, I know some people out there probably watch golf. Some people probably could care less about it. But it's something we got to report on because it's kind of a big deal. Right. The number one golfer in the country. Think of him maybe as this generation's Tiger Woods.
Yeah, or Michael Jordan. He's that good.
Yeah, his name is Scottie Scheffler. He's been playing in the PGA Championship this past weekend, and the second round got off to a pretty dramatic start. This was on Friday, May 17th, when Louisville police arrested him as he was attempting to bypass a traffic stop and enter the golf club. Scheffler faces a felony charge of second-degree assault of a police officer. That's a major charge. As well as multiple misdemeanor charges, including third-degree criminal mischief, reckless driving, and disregarding traffic signals. Nearly an hour earlier, around 5 a.m., a man was tragically struck and killed by a shuttle bus as he attempted to cross the street. Traffic to the golf course had been stopped, and the second round, scheduled to start at 7:15 that day, had been delayed to 8:35. Scheffler had tried to drive around the crash by way of the median and continued to drive despite a police officer instructing him to stop. When he finally did stop the car, he was pulled out of the vehicle and placed in handcuffs. Right now he's going to jail and there's nothing you can do about it, the arresting officer said after Scheffler turned to a reporter and said, can you help?
Yeah, I know. I saw that.
Scheffler, 27, was released without bail. Now, later on his Instagram story, he claimed that he had been instructed to drive by the police. This morning, I was preceded as directed by police officers. That's what he wrote. He said it was very chaotic and understandably so considering the tragic accident, and there was a big misunderstanding of what I thought I was asked to do. I never intended to disregard any instructions, and I'm hopeful to put this to the side and focus on golf today. The golfer's lawyer chalked up the incident to miscommunication, saying that the officer who attempted to stop Scheffler was not part of the regular traffic detail at the golf club. They are allowed to go through. That's why they have the credential and the wave through. He was unaware that there had been a wreck and proceeded like they had been instructed to. I might would disagree with that a little bit, yeah, because there's a dead body in the road.
Crime scene, right?
Yeah. So nobody's, I would imagine, it's you would be the expert. But
crime scene, you know, they got to stop it. And that's why you've all been stuck on the interstate for hours at a time while the troopers come out and work and stuff like that. A couple more things on the story. When he got out, he was a little belligerent, naturally. And some, you know, like that reporter said that, oh, yeah, I saw him and he asked me, could I help him? And I don't believe Scheffler probably did it with malintent, be like, oh, my shit don't stink. I'm number one in the world. Yeah, when I say he's number one in the world, like, he won the Masters this year. He won, like, 3 out of 4 of the major tournaments.
And, yeah.
And, but when they took him to jail, the jailers actually said he was pretty cool. And yeah, and one of the jailers I was booking in was like, hey, do you want the full experience? And he was like, I don't know what the full experience is.
That could be two different things.
He's like, do you want a ham sandwich? What's up, West? What we're feeding? And he was like, Scheffler was like, yeah, man, I hadn't had breakfast yet. Can you give me a sandwich?
As long as he didn't want to offer him a tall salad.
Yeah, and I think, yeah, right, a tall salad. I think that, you know, he'll probably donate some money to whatever and do the probably got a little out of hand. But I mean, fuck, the cops got a job to do. You go back to this guy that's dead. You don't know if the bus driver ran over him intentionally. It has to be investigated, and then a defense attorney will have a field day with Scheffler driving through the scene.
Yeah, I think status might have played a little bit into his attitude towards it. And I would imagine, I mean, have you ever arrested anyone that had maybe some status on them? And you could tell they wouldn't act like this if they weren't who they were.
Numerous times. And you know what? Three of them were the highest profile. I'm not going to say names. Were the highest profile. And I cuffed them all to the same fucking bench in the jail together. Let's call you Lori, motherfucker.
There you go.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
That's, you know, kind of crazy. Kind of crazy.
Woody, do you know why I want to learn more Italian?
Why, I go?
Because my niece is getting married next month, and that means a wedding full of these crazy Italians from out of town.
Huh. And when it comes to learning a new language, there's only one leader, Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone's the most trusted language learning program, period. I've come a good ways using Rosetta Stone, but it's time to take it to the next level. My niece's wedding will be great prep for a trip I want to take next year.
Rosetta Stone is the trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. No English translations. Rosetta Stone helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. It's designed for long-term retention.
And the True Accent feature is like having a personal trainer for your accent. Lifetime membership has all 25 of the languages for the rest of your life. That's lifetime access to all 25 language courses Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off.
There's no better time than right now to get started. Listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today.
That's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 languages for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that doesn't turn into fat when you consume it. Instead, it turns into a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body.
So getting more MCTs in your diet is like flipping a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which flushes out excess fat and calories. And Dr. Gundry has created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it comes in a tasty drink form. It actually tastes good. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized.
So if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/RLRC and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. And again, that's GundryMD.com/RLRC.
Awesome.
All right, good deal. So listen to this one, bro. The Clark College, and I'm not exactly sure, it's in Washington State. So, and they have a man there is accused of stabbing a woman in her neck. And they finally tracked him down and arrested him. This happened last week. His name is Salvador Aguilera. He was 31 years old, and he was arrested Thursday morning, charged with first-degree assault and motor vehicle theft, according to Fox News. The detectives followed a lead to a residential property and found Aguilar sleeping in a car. Aguilar stabbed the woman in the neck on Tuesday outside the Archer Gallery on the Clark College campus, which naturally, as happens all the time now, they lock down the whole college, right? Sure. You don't know if it's an active stabber or a shooter or whatever. But the woman, the victim, reported that she was sitting outside the building when an unknown man approached her screaming for help in the court of Vancouver Police Department. She told police that she thought the man had punched her but saw blood and realized she had been stabbed. I guess she was in shock, right?
Yeah.
The woman was taken to an area hospital and received treatment for non-life-threatening injuries, thank God. And Aguilar is being held on $500,000 bail. And so a man matching in the suspect's description was also involved in a separate incident that occurred Monday in one of the college parking lots. No such thing as coincidence, and I bet you it was him. And although Aguilar has not been charged yet in connection with that incident, Aguilar has faced charges from previous incidents that include disorderly conduct, residential burglary, and malicious mischief.
Mm.
Just hanging around causing fucking shit.
You know, and it's
you walk up and stab somebody that's just sitting there, just stab her in the throat.
And it's amazing that the injuries are non-life threatening.
Yeah, you know what that is.
I would think anywhere.
That's pure fucking luck.
Yeah.
That's what that is. That's the $1 million wound, right?
Jeez.
Because, I mean, how you get stabbed in the neck and not hit an artery or something major and what have you. So somebody was looking out for her.
Yeah, angels on her shoulder.
Yeah, and then this dude is just running rampant. They're going to tie a bunch of more shit to him. You don't just start out stabbing somebody sitting down in the neck. And
minding your own business.
Minding your own business, hanging out, trying to get an education. And you're not safe anywhere nowadays.
No. Well, you did on the original, which incidentally people going to be able to check out. Well, I guess it would be yesterday that it dropped. You talk about being very vigilant when you walk in a room, look around, and you gave like five really good tips.
Yeah.
So people need to. That
was
check
pretty cool.
Out.
Yeah, check it out. It came from Women's Whatever Center, but it was things I've been teaching people my entire career.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's a Rifle Crime original, which dropped Tuesday this week and be back Saturday.
That's right. Fit right in with this story.
Yeah.
For sure. All right, let's go to Hotlanta.
Hotlanta. Bucktown.
That's right. Home of Michael Vick.
Home of a lot of stuff.
Yeah, that's right. An Atlanta police officer was arrested after shooting and killing his Lyft driver.
There you go.
A guy by the name of Reginald Faulks, who was 35. Kobe Minor, an officer at the Atlanta Police Department for nearly 6 years, resigned from the department after he was arrested and charged with murder and aggravated assault. He is currently in custody at the Fulton County Jail. Minor was also placed on unpaid administrative leave, I would guess so.
Yeah.
The department relieved him of his firearm, and he as we said, remains in custody. At the time of his arrest, Minor was on unpaid administrative leave due to a previous drug-related arrest.
Wow.
So he was already on unpaid leave.
Yeah.
Folks was fatally shot in Union City, Georgia, around 12:30 a.m. Once Minor was taken into custody, he told authorities he ordered a lift when leaving another Atlanta police officer's home. Folks picked up Minor, and he said that folks began speaking on the phone with someone in a different language. Yeah. Minor then asked folks to pull over so he could get out, but he did not stop at a red light. He tried to exit the vehicle, but he was unable, and then folks turned around in an attempt to reach for the back seat. Minor then told authorities he grabbed his firearm and shot the driver three times. Minor then broke the car window to escape the vehicle. Another driver stopped for Minor when they saw him waving his hand for help. That witness said at the time that Minor told him folks is in a gay fraternity and was trying to recruit Minor into it.
What?
And he believed he was being kidnapped.
What?
Yeah, crazy.
He's off his fucking rocker.
Off his rocker. So we want to thank Charlotte Phillip of People Magazine for
that. People don't know, in more prestigious the agency, the harder it is. But you got to go through some shit, man, to get hired on with a police department. You got to pass PT tests, and then you got to pass a background investigation. You got to pass most departments, almost all departments, a polygraph. And the main three questions on the polygraph, they fill out this big ass questionnaire about everything they can remember from the time they were a kid, right? And the main three questions were have you committed any serious crime that you've not told me about? Shit like that. But and you wouldn't believe the confessions I'd get these motherfuckers to make, like rape and all this different stuff. But you would think that the vetting process would work. There's a certain type of people, bro, who want that badge, and they gonna slip through the cracks. I hate that for whoever did this cat's background, but I mean, you know, it's bad shit, and it gives bad names to all cops. But a gay fraternity, what the fuck? What were you tripping on? You ate some shrooms or something? What the fuck?
Yeah.
And you're going to shoot him three times? Yeah, you know those lifts got cameras on them, too.
Yep.
And so it's going to come out, and this dude is fucked.
And he was six years on the force. Yeah. That kind of stood out to me. I was surprised that he had that much time
Yeah, when you're on the force that long, you're going to fuck up if you slip through the cracks or whatever, and you're going to be one of those guys that gets in trouble. And a lot of times they don't even tell the public about it. You know, right. Naturally, they don't want the black eye and all that. But somehow he slipped through. I don't know. But let's go out to home of Cheryl Reed. What up, Cheryl Reed? One of the OG lifers in Arizona. Arizona police rushed into a home to rescue a six-month-old infant who had been shot multiple times after a suspect took the child and the child's mother hostage on Friday. Now, that shit doesn't even work anymore. We used to have hostage negotiators and do these fucking 24-hour standoffs. Unless they fired a weapon, you just waited them out. You turned off the power and all that shit. Nowadays, that's not how it's done.
Yeah.
All would change. But the suspect, who is identified as 51-year-old Todd Christopher Marchetti, broke into the home on 168th Avenue and Genon Drive in surprise at around 3 a.m. I think y'all surprised the name of town. And refused to allow the mother and her baby to leave. The surprise police department said this, y'all. Marchetti was believed to be the child's father. Okay, kick it up a notch. Linda Ogle, a friend of the mother, said that the victim had moved back in with her parents to escape Marchetti's alleged abuse. And Ogle said Marchetti had planned to torture the victim while her parents were out of town.
He had it
on his mind, right? He used an axe, bro, like The Shining. He used an axe to get through one of the windows. That's what the friend said. He brought duct tape and ropes and different forms of pliers and a couple different butcher knives.
This guy.
Right? He's about to, he legitimately was going to torture her to death. The resourceful mom, however, was able to escape her home around 11:30 a.m. and ask a nearby construction crew for help. Well, that worked because officers responded to the 911 call from the construction crew. Upon arriving at the home, police officers said they heard multiple rounds of gunfire from inside. One officer fired a round toward the suspect in the home. He got a little explaining to deal on that one. While others burst inside to rescue the infant. Well, hopefully that he fired that shot to, you know, make the guy put his head down and the other guys rushed in, right?
Yeah.
The balls, these mofos, I'm in a good way. The cops had to run to that gunfire. But the child was found with multiple gunshot wounds. And police said the infant was in critical but stable condition at a local hospital. And the mom was treated at the scene for minor injuries. Now, SWAT teams attempted to negotiate Marchetti, who had barricaded himself inside the home and refused to surrender peacefully. And as negotiations dragged on, a fire broke out around 3 p.m. inside the home. Now, firefighters were not immediately able to begin extinguishing the flames because of the sounds of gunfire coming from inside the home. So I think that's a common misconception on people. Like, you know, if we respond to shots fired and shit like that, the firefighters and the first responders, the ambulance, people like Acadian Ambulance, they can't come in.
Yeah.
They stage down the road until you give an all clear and say send them in. So they don't just rush in and until things are safe. Well,
sure.
I don't blame them. They're not getting paid to dodge bullets, right?
That's right.
Anyway, so when investigators determined it was safe to enter the home, officers found Marchetti dead inside with an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound in the head. Good for him. Police said the cause of death is pending, a medical examiner report, and yeah, that's from Fox News, too, but that's crazy, bro. Hey, yeah. The baby lived. I mean, we're talking about the old lady getting stabbed earlier. I mean,
yeah.
Like you got angels just covering a
six-month-old.
Shot him multiple times.
Got some crazy people in this world.
They showed up with
what the axe, heck, man?
Pliers, ropes, duct tape, several butcher knives.
It's right out of a horror flick.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah. And fuck yeah, I'm glad that he took himself out of the equation.
That's right. And we're going to lighten it up a little bit. Look, you know, we get segments that we do.
That's right.
And been trying to think of some new segments to keep y'all entertained over here, right, on Real Life, Real Crime Daily.
Right.
We've come up with
the
one. The new fresh. That's Got to keep it fresh. And there's one that we've come up with, and we're going to call this According to the Affidavit.
According to the Affidavit.
And we'll have to get some music for this one. So it's so new. But what you're going to be hearing here is these are more the comical side of crime, even though the crime itself may not be that comical. Sometimes things that happen in it are. And it focuses more on the affidavit itself. Now, these police officers, when they arrest somebody, they have to do a report.
Absolutely.
Right? That was Woody's favorite thing to do.
Didn't write it down. It didn't happen. But I didn't mind. And I'm very blessed in my writing skills. And I always have been. But the pen is mightier than the sword. And that's where you really put a fuck into them. But most times you don't have to because they're in the wrong anyway.
Well, we're going to tell you about one today.
But real quick.
Yeah.
So y'all understand. If I arrested Jim right now for whatever, and I take him to the jail before I can turn him loose in the jail, I have to write a sworn affidavit, which states why this is. This is what I would judge sign the warrant. I have to write a sworn affidavit, which states why I arrested him, which I observed him breaking whatever law, whatever it may be, or he had a warrant, whatever. But that affidavit goes in, and at the end of the shift, the judge is signing it.
Yeah.
And then they can challenge it on motion to suppress, whatever the fuck, but which they always do. But nobody in this country gets arrested without an affidavit.
There you go. And they're very detailed.
Right,
so
right. Pen's mightier than the sword.
Yeah. Pen is mightier than the sword. So we're going to go into this, and I'm going to give you a little synopsis of it first. An intoxicated motorist was pulled over for driving erratically on an Iowa road. So he provided police with a state ID. And and that state ID had his height and his weight like you would have. Well, get ready for this. He was the world's tallest man.
World's tallest
man. 8 feet
tall.
What
kind of fucking car is he driving?
We're going to get into that. This is going to really blow your mind.
8 feet tall, bro. I'm 6'2". seven, or now shrunk some 6'1.5". But that dude is
8 feet.
No. I mean, he's taller than Shaquille O'Neal and everybody.
Yeah. Investigators say that Joel Valita, 33, was behind the wheel of a 2016 Ford Focus.
What?
Shit you not.
Like a clown car getting out of there.
Dude, he had to have that seat all the way back.
And I wonder where, if he had any room in the car for his beer.
Yeah, they said he was all over the road. This was on Sunday as the vehicle traveled through the city of Rock Rapids. During the stop, officers charged that Salazano Valita showed several signs of intoxication and had an open can of beer in his car.
Imagine that.
And some methamphetamine.
There you go. That's nice.
Nothing like an 8 foot tall man on methamphamine.
And beer.
And beer. A portable breath test returned an over the per se limit result.
There you go.
When asked for identification, he gave police his ID card and a computer check of the name and number he provided turned up no return, which probably came as little surprise to police who noticed that the phony ID advised the defendant was 8 feet tall. So now we're getting into the funny part. Right. He was actually 5'8".
Really? All right, so it was a joke.
Yes.
How in the fuck are you going to get it? I'm going to pay you for a fake ID and you're going to put 8 feet tall?
That's right.
Somebody's having a laugh at his expense.
So I'll read you the affidavit here. Oh. Yeah, this is from the police officer on patrol in Lyon County, and it said a caller advised a vehicle was all over the road coming into Rock Rapids. He advised that the vehicle was a Ford Fusion with Minnesota plates. I observed the vehicle coming into town, got behind it, and immediately observed lane travel. The vehicle also stopped well in front of a stop sign, partially out in the intersection. I activated my equipment to stop the vehicle. The vehicle turned west and did not come to a stop. And then he says, I walked up to the vehicle after I stopped it and observed the driver and lane occupant making movements. I observed a six-pack of Corona behind the passenger seat within reach of the driver and later located an open container that had clearly been opened. The driver was wearing sunglasses even though it was cloudy and raining. So, Woody, picture, officer days. This is a lot of signs that he's trying to hide his eyes. I observed later that his eyes were watery and bloodshot. I observed an obvious odor of intoxicants coming from his breath as he spoke, and he failed to produce documents as requested. He produced an ID that was later provided to be fake. I asked the defendant to step out and had him sit on my front seat. There was a slight language barrier, but I explained we were going to go to the station for testing. When en route, I observed the defendant slide his hand all the way down to the right beside the seat and instructed him to show me his hands. At the jail, I walked him inside. I returned to my patrol car. Directly behind the seat was a $1 bill. It should be noted that I was riding with the passenger in my vehicle the prior shift due to training a new officer. So there's no way I wouldn't have noticed that on the prior shift. When the dollar bill was unfolded, it contained some white powder.
Nothing. Snooter.
The defendant performed a test, and I observed basically he figured out he was on drugs.
Right.
The ID the defendant provided returned with a no return out of Minnesota. What does that mean?
That's not real.
It's just fake ID.
Minnesota doesn't have it on file.
And then he has highlighted here, it was also advised that the defendant is 8 feet tall. The defendant eventually provided his name and date of birth. Fingerprints were sent to the FBI and they identified him. So there you go.
That motherfucker.
Yes.
8 feet tall. World's tallest man.
So the moral of that story is, if you're going to get a fake ID, don't list your 8 feet tall when you're 5'6".
Exactly. I mean, why, how do you miss that?
I think the fake ID guy was messing with him.
Absolutely. He was like, that's like those people that get the Chinese tattoos or whatever, and they say, like, really translate to fuck your mama.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be, you know, love, peace, and whatever.
Hey, everybody, it's Aggo. Listen up, especially you ladies over 40. I've got some good news. It's called Hormone Harmony. Hormone Harmony is an all-in-one hormonal balancing solution. It relieves symptoms of menopause. It promotes healthy weight loss and curbs cravings. It improves sleep quality. It reduces bloating and gas. It relieves hot flashes. It can even relieve occasional mood swings, although Nothing like that has ever happened in my house. Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalance should take it, but it's perfect for the horrible menopause symptoms that make you put your life on hold. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use code RLRC at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and code RLRC at checkout for 15% off today.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Back to the car thing. So a lot of departments share cars, right? Mm-hmm. They share units. We didn't have to do that. We had our own units. But you're supposed to, every time when the shift change happens, you search, because people get arrested and will hide dope and drop dope in the car and stuff like that. Look, one time, I didn't say who it was, I got out to back a guy up who arrested one of my favorite people. And he was like, "Can you go put her in the car for me?" There was part of a crash or something. They were still working it. And I said, "Yeah." And I went back to his car and I lifted up a seat. That motherfucker had like a pound of weed and a knife and ecstasy.
That's not my weed.
I said,
"How'd I get there?" I said,
"Bitch, when's the last time you cleaned your fucking car?" He's like, "I ain't checked it in 6 months or a year." I said, "Half the people you arrested and put all that dope in your car." But anyway, that's a real cool. God. And what are we calling it?
That is called according to the affidavit. Made a little segment out there. Oh,
this day in crime, yes. May 22nd, and y'all, I know you lifers remember this story because it's pretty crazy. Chandra Levy.
Yeah, I remember her.
Well, on this day, the remains of former Federal Bureau of Prisons intern Chandra Levy are found on May 22nd, 2002, over a year after the 24-year-old was last seen at a health club. So she was working out, right? Mm-hmm. The bone remains discovered by a man walking through Washington, D.C.'s Rock Creek Park were identified through dental records, because she'd been down for a minute, I guess. Yeah. A sweatshirt, sneakers, and Sony Walkman cassette player were also found in the vicinity. Now, Levy was a native of Modesto, California, and had been working in Washington as part of her master's degree program at the University of Southern California. And through her academic eligibility to work at the Prisons Bureau, though it had expired shortly before her death, and she had been scheduled to return to California for her school graduation, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, but Levy's parents reported Chandra missing on May 1st, 2001. And what might have been a routine missing persons investigation became the subject of an intense national media coverage when it was discovered that Levy had had an affair with the U.S. Representative Gary Condit, who was also from California, but he was also married. And he's a 53-year-old grandfather whose congressional district included Levy's hometown of Modesto. And although police did not name Condit as a suspect, suspicion was rampant among the Levy that leave family in the popular media that Conan was withholding information from investigators. And sure he was. They hit him up and they found out that they had an affair and he didn't want to admit to that shit, right?
Right.
But over the years long investigation into Levy's disappearance, police utilized phone records and internet use searches. Now that was very advanced back in 2001.
Yeah.
But they used bloodhounds to follow Levy's scent and conducted hundreds of interviews, but few leads materialized. But after finding the evidence of the internet search performed on her computer for Rock Creek Park's Klingel Mansion, police searched the park, but they didn't find anything. And an autopsy was performed on Levy's remains, and police pronounced her death as a homicide on May the 29th, 2002. In subsequent weeks, police questioned Ingmar Gwandik, who was then serving the prison time for assaults on two women in Rock Creek's park. But they didn't press any charges against me, y'all. And the investigation was reopened in 2006. And in November 2010, Gwandiki was convicted of murdering Levy and sentenced to 60 years in prison.
9 years later.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. But check this out. What happened to old Gary, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he had the affair. I mean, he didn't kill her. But Gary Condit lost his congressional reelection bid, failing to win the primary election in March of 2002. And it's the defeat that's widely attributed to his association with the disappearance of Chandra Levy.
No doubt about it. And, you know, I remember that case vividly.
Yeah. Everybody thought that the congressman did it, right?
Yeah. And because of that caveat to that whole situation, that investigation was just everywhere.
But, you know, it goes back to
a year,
a couple years back prior. Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky, right? No, I did not have sex with that woman.
Miss Lewinsky. Right?
And yeah, I did not have sexual relations. This dude, I mean, I can't imagine, right? Like, I mean, I know that.
He didn't have anything to do with it. He's like,
they found in her messages this, that they were doing the deed. So guess what? That makes him suspect number one.
That's right. So,
but good work from them. And that's your This Day in Crime for May 22nd.
That was a good one.
Yep.
Chandra Levy.
Old school shit there. Yeah, but I don't never think about the time going by as fast as I had. It seems like 2001 was yesterday to me.
I know, me too.
And then we're 23 years later.
It's crazy, man.
Yeah, getting old as fuck.
Yeah.
But it
goes quick.
It happens. Time flies when you're having fun.
And it has flown today.
That's right. Today was excellent. It was good to be back in the saddle and riding it on. And y'all are going to be getting nonstop the Real Life Real Crime dailies. And they'll be advertised, you know, like they always were, et cetera.
Yep.
And we'll explain the final few things and final few changes that are coming when we can, which won't be long.
It won't be long. Right.
And then you got anything?
No final thoughts except I love and appreciate everybody.
Exactly right. And so I love and appreciate each and every one of y'all.
Oh, I do want to say one thing. Look, y'all, one crime we didn't talk about too much today, but, you know, if you've been paying attention to Sean Diddy Combs.
Oh, yeah.
Tape came out Friday where he pretty much beat the shit out of Cassandra Cassie Ventura. Yeah, videotape. It's a surveillance video from a hotel lobby. It's the elevator lobby. And it is absolutely disturbing. But as I've been telling y'all previously, things are coming down for Diddy's. Diddy's done.
Didn't you just do another episode this weekend?
I did a part four. You know, every time I think I'm done with Diddy, more comes out, and I've realized now I'm not going to be done because there's arrests that are going to lead. There's so many things this guy's going to end up going down for, in my opinion.
Right.
I'll probably end up with 10 parts.
You might not want to cat out of the bag about it, but the video for all the problems it's going to cause him is ain't going to cause him a criminal one.
Yeah. So, well, we can tell people the statute of limitations, that video was actually filmed in 2016. Yeah. There's a 3-year statute of limitation on felony assault in the state of California.
They change that shit.
Yeah. Felony assault, you know,
I shouldn't have a statute of limitation. with a pistol, and then go to Mexico to hang out at the beach for 3 years, and I'm good.
You're good.
Fucking right.
Crazy.
I still ain't moving to California. All right. We love and appreciate each and every one of y'all. Please continue to like, listen, and share. Send in your comments, send in your suggestions. You want to.
Yeah, your news stories.
Yeah, yeah, you stories that you want us to cover, especially if they're in your hometown or somebody you know or whatever. And all that good podcast shit, right?
That's it. And until next time, I'm Jim Chapman.
And I'm Woody Overton.
Your host of Real Life, Real Crime Daily. Peace. Peace.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.